What you doing?
Okay, I'm trying. Okay, happy Spooktober, everybody. Happy October, happy Spooktober. I'm trying to do like a cute Halloween makeup. Like orange eyeshadow. And I wanted to do like a long winged eyeliner with like a spider web on the bottom. The wing is fierce. I'm not going to lie. This is the best wing I think I've ever done. However, the cobweb is a disaster.
It almost looks like fly wings.
Stop.
Like a big fly wing.
Stop. No.
You tried, though. It was a concept.
It was an attempt. I'm going to probably take off the cobweb and leave the rest.
Okay. We're just going to... We'll be back in like 1 second. We just need to give her a minute.
I need a minute. Oh my god.
You're listening to The Rumor Mill. Welcome to your weekly pop culture news guide. I'm your host, Spencer, and I'm sitting here with my Halloween enthusiast co-host, Lexi, and it is finally October, which
it is. I feel my like... favorite holiday, or wait, month. I don't understand all the weirdness of like, oh, we can't do Halloween this year. Make your face mask part of your costume. Like,
oh,
I don't,
that's smart.
Like, why not? If like, I don't get why we couldn't
do that.
Well,
cuz people are like coming up to your house and like,
well, yeah, that's fine. We'll leave candy on your front doorstep.
Oh, that's
some
true.
People just leave a bowl on their doorstep and don't.
I was always the kid that took two if it said take one.
I know.
I never took the whole bowl though. I didn't do that. I took two though.
I would it depends on what was in it. Like sometimes I would take one and then sometimes I would take two.
Your eyeliner.
Oh. It's terrible.
I mean, one of them looks like a bug's wing and the other one looks pretty normal.
Yeah.
But, you know.
It's not the best. You know what I realized on my drive up here?
What?
When I was trying to do my eyeshadow.
You were in the car? Is that why it looks like?
No, I didn't do this in the car.
Oh, never
I did
mind.
The eyeliner here. I did the eyeshadow in the car.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Is that why it looks like that? No.
Yeah, okay. Maybe it is. It's fine. So I realized my eyes are two completely different shapes. So this eye is round and this eye is almond shaped. And you're supposed to do completely different looks for each eye shape. And I was like,
how do you just think of this?
Well, I was looking at my eyes and I was like, I realized, holy crap, my right eye is an almond and my left eye is round. And I was like, this explains so much. My whole life.
The secret to life.
I haven't been able to figure out, like, why does when I do an eyeliner on this eye, it looks so much worse than when I do it on my right eye. Like, my left eye always just looks weird when I do makeup on it. And that's why. Because I've been trying to do the wrong makeup.
What a crisis.
I don't know what to do.
You're having an actual breakdown.
I'm having a crisis right now.
Take a sip of tea. Just take a minute. I'm going to run through the song of the week. It is my pick this week. It is a new song by Kylie Minogue, which you know Kylie. She's like Europe's Madonna.
Yeah.
So it's a new single from her new album. The single is called Magic. The album is called Disco. I think like the whole album is like supposed to be like nostalgic pop. It's just really cool and catchy and like what pop music's supposed to be. Like, because today it's so trendy and hip hop and...
Yeah.
I don't know. It's good pop music. So if you like good pop music, check it out. Album comes out in November. So
we support.
Yeah,
we're here for it.
We are.
Love it.
I got you a gift. Which
gift? You got me a gift.
I got you a gift.
Did I miss something?
No, it was a long time ago, and I was cleaning out my closet when I got home from vacation, and I found it.
Oh my god! Okay,
I'm gonna go run and get it.
Stop! What is it? Okay,
I'm gonna go run and get it. Okay, close your eyes.
They're closed. I'm scared.
Don't scream or anything.
How am I supposed to react to that when you say don't scream?
It's not going to be like, it's not a huge thing. You're going to like it because it's something that you'll understand.
Oh, God, I'm scared. Okay,
I'm going to hand it to you. Hold out your hand. Don't open your eyes. It's a
makeup
bag.
I'm not afraid of hard work, but I'll never do your dirty.
It's a makeup bag of Teddy.
I love it. That's iconic.
It's a Teddy Mellencamp makeup bag.
That is so amazing.
I know.
I'm iconic obsessed
with her tagline
with
it. On it.
Yes.
Which kind of sucks now that she's fired.
And that, yeah. Oh my God. That's amazing. Thank you.
You are so welcome.
Thank you.
It was
when
like,
did you get this?
Online.
No, not where, when? Like, how long ago?
I don't remember. It's been... It's been that long.
Was this her tagline? How many years ago was this her tagline?
That was her tagline last season. Maybe it was during last season.
You got me a gift a year ago and never gave it to me.
Yeah.
Wow.
Happy Spooktober.
Thank you. What a welcome surprise. Thank you. I don't have any gifts hiding for you in my closet, I don't think. So.
Well, Your makeup disaster is my gift.
It's my gift to you.
I don't take pleasure. I shouldn't say that. I, like, am an inappropriate laugher. Mm-hmm. Like, so if somebody falls down on the street or, like, you have a makeup disaster, I'm going to laugh. So this, you've given me the gift of laughter this morning.
Fair enough.
Thank you. That's what it is.
You're welcome.
Are you ready to get to it?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Oh, wait. Actually, first, though, I wanted to do for the month of October a little fun, like, Halloween fact of the day for everybody.
Every week?
Yeah. Why not? So, okay, I'm going to let you pick between two different things. Do you want to hear...
That's good tea.
Candy or pumpkins?
Pumpkins. Pick a category. Let's do pumpkins.
Okay, pumpkins. Okay. So, do you know where the term jack-o'-lantern or, like, the idea of the jack-o'-lantern comes from?
I don't.
So.
Please explain. This better than your eyeliner.
Cut. Thank you. So, there was an old legend about this guy named Stingy Jack.
Okay.
Stingy Jack invited the devil to have a drink with him, but he didn't want to pay for the drink, which is weird. Why are you inviting somebody to have a drink with you if you're not going to pay for it?
Yeah.
So he convinced the devil to turn himself into a coin, but instead of buying the drink, he just pocketed the coin and kept it next to a silver cross in his house. So that way the devil wouldn't be able to turn back into the devil again. I don't know why he did this, but the devil was like, hey man, that's kind of upsetting. Like, I'm now stuck as a coin. Like, this is a little irritating. You know, and so he was like, okay, fine. I'll let you go as long as you'll leave me alone for a year. And if I die in this year, then you can't claim my soul. So the devil was like, okay, cool. Well, a year passes by.
Why would you make a smarter deal? Like,
this is such a, I know, like, what a dumb deal to make.
What about, like, how about you just,
like, also, why would you pocket the devil coin? Like, what purpose does that serve? Okay, it's not like a genie in a bottle. I don't get it. But
Christina, that makes me think of,
I'm a genie.
Don't sing it. Copyright.
Oh, I'm not a,
not a genie in a bottle. No.
Keep reading. Whoa. Okay. After a year, Jack tricked the devil again.
Idiot.
To leave again for another year, I guess, and not claim his soul. But when he died, God was like, I don't want you in heaven. You're not really a good person. So he wouldn't allow him into heaven. And the devil, true to his word, didn't allow him into hell because he told him, okay, I won't claim your soul and go to hell. So
what happened?
Well,
and how long
Jack
is this?
Jack was sent off into earth. This is a legend. It's not real. This
okay. No, how long is this story?
Oh, it's almost over.
Okay.
So Jack, he's sent back to Earth, sent off into the night with only a burning coal to light his path. And he placed the coal inside of a turnip that was carved out to make, like,
as one
let the
would.
Light, to let the light out.
Yeah.
And he's been roaming the Earth ever since. So in Ireland and Scotland, people made their own creations of Jack's lanterns out of turnips, beets, and potatoes. And then when they immigrated to the United States, then the Americans started using pumpkins, and that's how we got the jack-o'-lantern.
Thank you for the fact of the week.
Isn't that so lovely?
We will be continuing this the whole month of October.
Yeah.
And then we'll do some, like, special Halloween episode.
Absolutely.
Why not?
Moral of the story, though, if you're going to make a deal with the devil, don't make one that's
smarter
so stupid.
Deal.
Yeah,
make but, like, I guess deal. It worked out, because, like, now is he supposedly roaming the earth?
Yeah, but I feel like by ghost lore, though, you're supposed to go insane if you, like, roam the earth for too long as a spirit.
Fun. Yeah.
So.
Cool. Good for him. I just feel like now I just need, like, a big bag of candy. Like, that's what it excites me now. Like, I can't go trick-or-treating anymore because, like, God knows I would. I can't anymore. Now I just eat candy and watch Halloween Town, and that's my night. And last Halloween, I was sick. Remember,
supposed to have a party, and then you had, like, a fever, and I was so upset.
Tragedy.
It was such a tragedy. It was a tragedy.
Okay.
It was a travesty.
I'm taking a sip of my tea, and then we will get to the news.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. I'm ready. Okay, it is time for the pop culture pop-off, also known as Hot Topics. We have to start... I know, a moment. We have to start with a breaking news, very sad story. Chrissy Teigen and John Legend have suffered a miscarriage.
Which is tragic for their family.
It was their third child, and Chrissy was recently hospitalized earlier this week for, quote, excessive bleeding. And she underwent multiple transfusions, and nothing would stop the bleeding. And so, I believe the baby was born prematurely. Mm-hmm. She announced it, Chrissy announced it on Instagram this week. She was just hospitalized this week. Like, it went really fast. And she said, you know, we never name our babies until they come home. But for some reason, we were calling him Jack.
Which is wholesome and kind of actually makes it sadder.
Yeah.
To be honest.
Yeah. I think that was it. She posted a few photos of them in the hospital.
She wrote like an apology to her baby, which just like broke my heart. Really, I was like,
it's a really long, you can check it out on our Instagram. We have it. Check out Chrissy's Instagram. She has the whole thing written.
My heart goes really out sad. To them. Yeah. It's so hard when you're expecting, you know, to bring a new life into the world. You've got this beautiful baby, you know, the product of you and the person that you love most. And then to have it, you know, not come out in such a horrible way. It's tragic. So at least they have their other two kids to kind of lean on and, you know.
And they can have more kids. For I sure. Think. Hopefully.
If they choose to. Yeah. They should be able to. I hope.
Are you yawning?
I am. I'm sorry.
Am I boring you much?
No, actually, here's the thing. So yawning is not caused by tiredness. It's caused by a lack of oxygen. And sometimes I just forget to breathe.
Oh.
So I yawn a lot.
You are full of just random facts.
Yeah. I don't think my body is firing on all cylinders, to be honest. It's just, my boss said that to me, like, when I first started working there. He's like, why are you yawning? It's like 1 a.m. I was like, oh, I forgot to breathe for like a minute. So I'm trying to catch up.
That just sounds like you.
It does.
It sounds just, I forgot to breathe. So RHOP.
Yes.
Real Housewives of Potomac.
Oh my God.
You watched it. I watched it. We all watched it.
I'm a little like, I'm a little blindsided.
Wow. Yeah.
It was a moment.
We got to see the dragging of Candace by Monique.
Are you on?
Well, I will say this is something that's been teased all season long, even while they were filming. It was leaked to the press. So everyone has, for a long time, been throwing their two cents in. And for a long time, you know, all the fans were like, oh, you know, team Monique. Most people were team Monique. And then after everything happened,
a lot of people have switched teams.
Switched sides. I will say I've always been team Candace just because I feel like it doesn't matter. She was provoking her. Candace was provoking Monique. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, just because you're provoked doesn't give you a right to put your hands on somebody.
Absolutely.
So I don't care how badly you're being provoked.
Yeah.
You don't get a pass.
No. Like, and
I don't think Candace was asking her to really be dragged. I think that she was doing it, you know, in her face to, you know, but I don't think she was asking for it.
Yeah. No, for sure. It was.
Whose team are you on?
I'm on team Candace's side. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know how anybody wouldn't be, to be honest. Like, I know that, okay, to be fair, I just walked in on this season, and I know that traditionally Candace has been somebody who's been very aggravating. Like Robin said, like, she's got a big mouth on her, like, she gets on my nerves, like,
Lisa
whatever,
Rinna.
But, like, there's no reason to get to that point, you know? And that's where I feel like, okay, has there been behavior that I've seen in Candace this season that I have very strongly disliked? Absolutely. But
At the same time,
and I like Monique a lot.
I do, too.
But, like, the whole thing, it started before the Ashley at Monique's house thing.
Yeah,
but for the drama that I've walked in on, Monique was in the wrong on that. Absolutely. Like, Candace had the right to pull Ashley aside and not tell Monique. Just because it's your house doesn't mean it's your drama.
I have some tea on that.
Oh.
So, Monique, a few months ago, posted a really long IGTV video with her husband, kind of explaining things, talking about just the drama of the season. I'm pretty sure she put this out before the fight happened, before the whole Lake House feud. So there was a rumor going around. I believe Monique and her husband may have had a miscarriage. I believe.
Oh, wow.
And there was like a rumor going around that Monique thought Candace started a rumor that it wasn't a miscarriage, it was an abortion, and it was this big scandal. I think. This is what I've heard, allegedly. And so Monique was really afraid that this was going to come up in filming in the season. And so when she saw Candace pulling people aside in her lake house, she thought, oh my gosh, this is what they're going to talk about. And so that's why she kept coming in and making a big deal about it, because she thought they were going to bring this up on camera. Allegedly, I believe. And so that's why she got so mad at the lake house. But the next morning, you know, they told her, we had a private conversation with Ashley about her marriage. It had nothing to do with you or anyone else.
Yeah.
I just feel like Monique is, she's like already mad. She wants to be mad at Candace, and she's finding every little excuse to be mad at her.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is when it boiled over.
Yeah.
At no, this absolutely. Barn. And to recap, they were at a wine tasting hosted by Giselle. Candace got in Monique's face. Monique started twirling Candace's hair around, and, you know, Candace was like, drag me, Monique, you're gonna drag me. And then Monique dragged her, and
it was a mess.
It took producers to pull her off. She held on to Candace's wig for over 30 seconds. And but, that's I mean, just what
they
showed.
And also, she was trying to get back into the room when they pulled her aside, and their producer, James, was like, please don't do this. Like,
please, and then she's like, fine, I'll go around.
Please do
and
not
so
do this.
And so she ran around the barn to, like, hunt her down.
Which
and
was
keep it going.
Wild. That was wild.
That
to watch.
Was, like, out of, you're having an out-of-body experience. Like,
oh,
that's,
absolutely.
Normal people don't do that.
No.
Like, and what is really scary to me is that we see in the preview for next week's episode, she admits she has no remorse.
Yeah.
Literally, and even right after it happened, stone cold, dead behind the eyes.
And that's
nothing.
What even Giselle said in the preview. She was like, ah, this is showing me what you're capable of.
I don't
want to
be around you.
I don't want to be around you.
Monique has also recently revealed, and it's being circulated on social media, that after next week's episode, she will not be present at any more group filming events of the season.
Monique won't.
Monique. And she chose not to be a part of the cast trip. So
wow.
I don't know how much we're going to see of her the rest of the season.
I don't think she'll come back next season.
I don't know.
Either one of them has, like, to go. If they literally can't
well,
be
Giselle,
around each other.
Giselle and Candace have both openly stated they are no longer willing to film with her. I don't think that Monique will allow her spot to be pulled out from under her that easy. I hope that everyone stays on, because I don't want some sort of like a cast shakeup. We just got into Potomac. I mm-hmm. really like this cast.
Me too.
You know, even though I'm Team Candace on this, I still really like Monique. And so
absolutely.
I wouldn't want her to leave.
No, I wouldn't either.
And I don't think that they're ever probably going to work this out, because it was really nasty.
Yeah, I just don't know how you recover from that.
I mean, are you yawning again? What
I'm
is
sorry.
Wrong with you?
I'm just trying to. I'm
breathe.
Trying to breathe. Breathe, girl. Breathe. No, okay. But like, okay. Here's the thing.
It's just an ugly situation.
Absolutely. And one thing that I thought was interesting is it's always interesting when you have drama, right? Both
of
people's
course.
Retelling.
I mean, like,
of the incident.
And at
is
the same
always
time,
fascinating to
at
me.
The same time, it's like, do we really want to pick sides of the cast members? I'm team whatever good TV is.
Yeah.
Like, I'm team Candace, but I'm also like, we have to remember
like
this is
Monique
reality TV.
I like Monique as a person more.
Really?
I would rather be friends with Monique than Candace.
Really? Okay.
That's how I from what I've seen so far. I
okay.
think I would rather, but I know that I'm more like Candace than I am like Monique.
Okay.
That's why I wouldn't want to be friends with Candace.
Oh.
I think.
Interesting.
Maybe I would, I think I would be friends with her, but
okay.
I feel like Candace reminds me of 2019 Lexi. And 2019 Lexi was unhinged a little
okay.
bit.
Do you think that Monique, what's, I just, I don't know. I
it depends
want her
on
to come
how
back,
bad
but
she
I,
digs this hole for herself this year. You know, like if she, this whole season is like, I have no remorse. I don't
yeah,
feel
if
bad.
You have no
blah,
remorse,
blah,
then.
And then she tries to come back next season and be like, you know what? Blah, 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 blah. It's just not going to feel genuine.
Because she's doing
or
it to
believable.
Save her job.
Yeah, she's doing it to save her image. She's doing it to save her job. She's doing it because she got bad reviews, not because she actually recognizes
and
that
how
what she
could
did
you
wrong.
Be Team Monique even after seeing her say, I have no remorse for dragging somebody? But also MVP of the night, Candace's wig glue, because
absolutely.
That thing stayed on tight.
Oh, 100%. I will get. She needs to be
good
sponsored. She needs
she
to
does.
Get a paid for that. That was
she could use this in like a commercial or an ad. Be like, are you in constant dragations? Like, do you need help with physical fights? Use our wig glue.
I love it. If you want to know, your wig's gonna stay on tight.
Here I am with
here
my product.
We are.
Started
that's so good.
Making a business.
I love
it.
I love it.
There were also a few other things that happened in this week's episode that we do have to cover. One of them being Ashley sitting down with Michael, asking
oh, yeah.
him for a post-nuptial agreement.
full support. I honestly have gotten so much more respect for Ashley as a result of this happening.
I don't have any respect for you. Well, and she's admitted now that she's also had a wandering eye and she may have allegedly cheated on him. And that they are... I don't get it.
Just get divorced.
Like, it's... I don't get it. Like, he obviously has had a pattern of situations that have occurred. You are coming out and saying that maybe you have. I don't know if that's to make him look better. Like, oh, we've both done it to each other. We're fine with it.
No, it just makes you guys both look dumb.
Like, it's too late for a post-nuptial agreement. It's too late. Like, what are you looking to get?
I think it's not too late.
But it's too late for their marriage if you have to say, I want a post-nuptial agreement so that if and when you cheat on me again, I'll be protected. Like, if you need that security in your marriage, is like, are you really?
Well, girl, then you got...
I'm throwing lots of shade here.
I mean, I agree with you, but I still think it's smart on her part to get it.
Oh, it's very smart. But I just think that you should also understand that if you need that to protect yourself against future cheating...
You're probably in the wrong relationship.
Like...
Take baby Dean and go.
Just take him and go.
Do you believe that he only fell asleep in the bed?
No, me neither. That didn't happen. I mean, come on. What did you think about Karen and Ray's therapy session?
I thought it was great. I thought it was very honest. And I think that, you know...
I really want them to make it. But it's just... I mean, Ray...
I don't think that their relationship is too far gone.
I don't either. I think that she really loves him and she's really disappointed. I don't know.
And I think that too, like, I understand, like, why she was upset. And she had a very point. Like, you know, you're entitled to your truth, but I don't have to like it. And I think that's very fair and valid. And I feel like anybody would feel that way if they were in her shoes, you know? But I think that... I think it was really brave of Ray to be like, you know what? I love you.
I think
I'm in love with you, but I'm not really sure. I thought that was very honest.
Yeah.
I thought that was fantastic. I mean, it's not fantastic, but it's fantastic if he's honest.
It's progress.
Yeah.
Like, at least they're sitting down and talking about it.
Absolutely. I think there's hope for them, but they have to work it out.
And I still stand by what I said last week is that I think that there is a possibility that because of the show, you know, she has grown her image. And maybe he is thinking to himself, do I really want to be the husband following my famous wife around carrying her coat and playing second fiddle to a TV show?
Like, he doesn't want to do that.
Maybe, you know, I mean, if they've spent their whole life together and now all of a sudden it's turning in...
It's changing into TV, then
maybe he's like, oh, like, this isn't our life.
And I thought it was an interesting point, too, he made where he was like, you know, after the kids grew up, I kind of realized that she wasn't cooking for me. She was cooking for the kids.
And then when they left, it was like things changed.
And I think that was actually a really insightful point.
Yeah.
You know, where... You know,
it's like the thing where, you know, you love each other when the kids are around and your parents, and then when the kids leave, you have nothing in common.
Yeah. And it's a very scary realization. It's a scary place to be for both of them. And I think they're both heartbroken about it, you know?
I think that they'll make it, though. I hope they will.
I hope so. I really do. I think there's potential for them to grow. I think that they have a lot of work to do, and we might be seeing less of Karen as a result of that, you know?
Oh, do you think that... I think she'll stay on the show. I don't think there's any... No. Like a friend role? Like, you think she would...
Well, he said that he needed more time from her, you know? And I don't think he means you hanging out with me while there's cameras here. I think he means just us by ourselves, you know?
Yeah.
And so I feel like if... they really want to save
the
relationship.
Would she give up the show for her marriage? I don't know.
That's the question. And I don't know the answer to that either.
There was also, I think towards the end of the episode, a hot mic moment. Giselle's dad, when they were at the restaurant launch, and he let it slip that Jamal may allegedly have 6 to 7 baby mamas.
I thought it was great on Giselle, though, when they were like, how many...
She's like, I'm not talking about it.
Yeah, it's not my kids. It's not fair to the moms.
I just... Well, and unfortunately, the restaurant that he gave the girls is closed. It shut down.
Permanently?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
I just know that it's no longer in business. So, yikes. I don't know. A lot of the fans are against her getting back with Jamal, especially if her dad is like, he has 6 to 7 baby mamas.
I can't imagine.
She's too old to be dealing with that. Like, and I'm not saying she's old. I'm saying that, okay, so you have 3 kids and he has kids with other women. So
he has at least 7 other kids.
Allegedly,
he has 10 kids at least.
Well,
because if he has 6 to 7 baby mamas, that's at least 7 kids
allegedly,
just there.
Yeah.
Then he's got his 3 daughters with Giselle, right? And he may have more than just 1 kid with each of those baby mamas. And
so
that's
he has
what
a lot
we know
of kids.
Of.
So all of
and
his
he
money.
He has to share money and time with those
exactly,
kids too.
Exactly.
You know, he can't. And how is he going to be able to split the time? But he might genuinely love Giselle, and Giselle might genuinely love him. But will their relationship survive him going to see all these other women, all these other children
all
that he
time?
Has? That he, as a father, he should be seeing them.
Yeah.
He needs to be involved in their lives, you know,
but
for the good of the kid. But can their relationship sustain that?
I don't know. And I think that she is too grown to have a man that can't focus on
her
and their children, and that's where all of his money goes. Like,
the favoritism with the kids.
Yeah,
think about
that...
being like the fifth.
Oh, so you gave Giselle's kids a restaurant? What are you gonna give my kids?
Yeah.
Where's their restaurant?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sorry. Like, I don't know. I think that it's so messy. What a messy man.
This is
Mr.
why
Jamal.
We need birth control.
And isn't he a pastor?
Yeah.
Girl. Well, you know what, Giselle? Good luck. Good luck to your kids. I would say good luck with the whole restaurant thing, but it is no longer in business, so apologies. You know, and Potomac is on every Sundays on Bravo. If you haven't watched it, you're missing out.
Absolutely. We slept on Potomac.
We did, as we have said in the past. But yeah, it's on every Sunday. We will be here recapping every week, and it is time to move on.
Let's go.
NeNe. RHOA.
Do tell.
Have you seen anything
no,
online about
I
her?
I don't
Instagram?
Follow Atlanta, so.
Okay. There is a lot of beef between NeNe, Andy, and Wendy Williams.
Oh.
So Wendy okay. Williams was on Watch What Happens Live this week with Andy.
Okay.
And Wendy and NeNe have had beef in the past. Just recently, they've kind of mended their relationship. They've had a good friendship, and now it's falling apart again.
Mm.
So Wendy was on Watch What Happens Live and was basically like, you know, I don't want to see NeNe in a spinoff. That would be boring. I don't want to see, you know, NeNe and Greg go it alone. Like, I don't want to see that, you know, and Wendy kind of had a point. She had a point. But anyway.
Okay.
So NeNe came for Andy and Wendy on Twitter. Like,
why did she go for Andy?
Well, you know, she's been alleging poor treatment by Bravo and that she's looking for discrimination lawyers. And, you know, she's been teasing a discrimination lawsuit for a few months now.
Yeah.
We've talked about it.
That's right.
Let me pull up the tweets.
Oh, I'm scared. I'm excited, though. I feel like I say that at least once every episode. I'm scared, but I'm excited.
Okay. NeNe says, I will always eat and eat good. Believe that. I have always believed in multiple streams of income, so the leaks are good. You old cocaine head and you old racist. No one knew you until you knew me. Remember, I'm an icon, don't forget.
Oh.
And Wendy has, she's been very open on her show that she has had substance abuse issues in the past.
Mm-hmm.
So she's calling Wendy a cocaine head and she's calling Andy a racist. Okay. It continues. Keep trying me, sir, and I'ma let the world know who you really are. She on cocaine, so they should stop using her to talk. They both need my help with their poor ratings.
Okay.
And she also came for Wendy on an Instagram Live.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Wendy has lymphedema, which is a medical condition that like bloats your legs and your ankles. NeNe said Wendy should work on draining her enormously large legs and feet.
Oh.
Which.
Oh, okay. Okay. NeNe's coming.
Which
She's
I
going
think
through
that
the throat.
I love NeNe. NeNe, I was going to say I love Wendy. I love Wendy too. I love NeNe. NeNe is my second favorite housewife of all time.
Oh, wow.
But I think that was not cool.
No.
That was not cool.
And it sounds a little about.
And she also tweeted out something like, you know, here's my email, everyone. Send me your best discrimination lawyers.
Oh.
I don't know what's happening. I just think that, I don't know. I think that the producers kind of did her dirty in negotiations. They had really long, hard negotiations. Mm-hmm. And they already started filming the season as they were having negotiations. So every time they would come back to her with like new contract, amendments, salary, you know, they were arguing. The episode number that they were offering her kept getting smaller and smaller because they were already filming.
Yeah.
So NeNe said at the, you know, last contract negotiations, they offered her a 6-episode friend role. And she's saying, you know, look at how all the other OGs are being treated. You know, Kyle and Ramona and Luann and Teresa and all of her white OG counterparts always get full season orders. And she always has terrible negotiations and they always kind of try and sideline her. And so she's kind of alleging that they mistreat her.
Mm-hmm.
I think that is also true, but I think that she also may be kind of upset that, you know, I'm NeNe Leakes and I started RHOA in 2008. Yeah. And I'm realizing the show can go on without me. You know, I don't know.
She's trying to make herself a little bit more self-inflated than she necessarily is.
Yes and no, I think. But she came for Andy and
she
Wendy.
She did. That is...
like insane reads.
Absolutely.
And name calling and...
Oof. I would be intrigued to see what other things she would say in terms of like mistreatment.
Yeah.
That Bravo and Andy have done to her. I would be very interested to see what she's going to say.
You've never really watched Atlanta, so you don't know.
I don't know if Wendy saying, I don't want to see a spinoff of her necessarily warrants that reaction.
Yeah, I was like, and it may have been a few more things, but it wasn't like catastrophic. So
no, I feel like NeNe may have overreacted a little bit.
I think so.
Maybe a lot of it.
And it begs the question, did no one know NeNe before NeNe knew Andy? You know, she's like, she said it twice now, NeNe, or Andy, no one knew you until you knew me.
Well, I knew Andy before I knew her, to be fair.
That's true. And I will say that The Real Housewives of Atlanta came on in 2008, and I believe Orange County and New York were before it. But she is one of the more famous housewives.
For sure.
Like, even if you don't watch Housewives, a lot of people who aren't viewers are still going to know who NeNe Leakes is.
Yeah.
So did she help make Housewives and Bravo more of a household name?
Maybe.
Yes. I'm going to miss NeNe.
It's a mess.
It's a mess. But The Real Housewives of The Real Housewives of Atlanta is, I believe, expected to premiere in December. Trailer coming next month for season 13.
So. Exciting.
I'll be watching, maybe. I always get bored with Atlanta. It's kind of like New York, like the last reunion. I kind of got bored.
I thought the reunion was interesting, but yeah, I mean, I don't know. I haven't watched it.
We don't really have
Atlanta,
to talk
so
about
it.
I don't know. I got kind of bored, but.
Yeah, I thought, I mean, as usual, like Dorinda and Ramona can't take accountability. They're yelling at each other. Throwing text messages on the ground.
It was a mess.
It was a mess. I don't know. I like Leah.
I'm going to miss Tinsley. I like Luann.
I like Luann. I like Sonia. You know, Ramona just kind of makes me mad.
I love Ramona.
Ramona annoys me. It's just a mess.
So have you been keeping up to date with the whole Demi Lovato, Max Eric fiancé?
They are now broken up.
Break up.
Yeah, which is sad, but I'm also not surprised.
I don't really know whose side I'm on. I just think the whole thing is insane.
Yeah, I heard somewhere that what was it? I'm trying to remember what happened, but...
Well, he claims that he found out about their engagement through the tabloids.
And she's like, no, I told you before this. Don't be dumb.
So earlier this week, there was a report that came out saying that Demi allegedly feels that her fiancé used her, basically.
Which makes
sense. Because he's a singer.
Mm-hmm.
So... I thought, when I first saw them get engaged, I thought, oh, okay. you know, she's going to feature him on a few of his songs.
Yeah.
They're going to do something together and collab, and he's going to get brownie points and get up in the industry, and he's going to piggyback off of her a little bit.
Which makes sense.
So she allegedly feels like he, quote, proposed to get attention, end quote.
Which is so sad. I feel bad for Demi.
I don't not agree with. I think that part of that could be true.
For sure.
Because I had no idea who he was before they got engaged.
And also, how long were they together before he proposed?
Like 4 months?
Yeah.
Or 2 months? They were together for a total of 6 months.
That's just an insane...
Quick... No.
Most of my relationships have ended at 6 months. Like, week of or, like, a week after, a week before.
Yeah.
They
were quick. And I feel like Demi, though, part of that is Demi... I feel like she as a person is a little needy. Like, she jumps in. I think she gets
attached too quickly.
Yeah, that's kind of... We've seen that. So, according to E! News, there were, quote, many red flags that Demi ignored and turned a blind eye to. Max Eric, right now is filming a movie in Atlanta, and they got in this fight before he left because she allegedly didn't trust him, like, to go and,
behave himself.
Yeah. So she wanted to go with him. And so she ended up going with him, but they kept fighting. So she came home early and ended their engagement. And that's when Max says he found out through a tabloid that their engagement was over. I don't know if that's true. I don't think that Demi would do that.
No, I think more realistically,
it would make her look bad.
More realistically, I think that she was like, we're done. Like, it's over. Like, you know, F you, like, I'm out. And he didn't take it seriously.
Yeah.
And so he's like, I didn't know. But like, she told him.
I think that he's definitely trying to play the victim a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that she is probably someone who may be a difficult person to be involved with, because I think she is kind of needy. She has been open about her mental health issues. I think that it was probably just like a toxic... It probably wasn't very healthy for either of them.
No.
And she was like, I'm out. Like you said, he probably didn't take it seriously. And now he's all over social media trying to be like, I didn't know. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm the victim. Yeah. Anyway,
if somebody says, I'm done, I'm out.
They're out.
Yeah. Just because you don't have a long sit-down conversation where you break up and talk about your feelings doesn't mean the relationship isn't over.
Yeah.
You were together for, what, 6 months? You don't know him anything.
6 months. Do they really know each other after 6 months?
No.
Most
people... Here's the thing. Most couples will break up between 6 to 9 months because after about that period of time... You're psychologically, when you meet somebody, you kind of put on a better version of yourself that's actually there.
Okay.
And after about 6 to 9 months, either you've built up the trust enough or you kind of just, it's too much
crumble.
Effort to do that.
Yeah.
So that kind of facade goes away. Now, how big that facade is will differ from person to person, you know, but that's when the more authentic issues tend to come out, like where you're actually going to clash will happen.
Okay.
So... That's where, like, most of my relationships haven't lasted that long, because by the 6 to 9 month mark...
That's what happens.
One of us or both of us is the toxic person in the relationship, and I've been the toxic person a time or two myself. I can admit that. But, like, you know, you can't... I don't know. I just think it's foolish to get engaged so early on.
Yeah.
Even
I mean, I think part of it was that they were quarantining together and spending every hour of every day together, and so they thought...
Well, that builds a level of emotion, like that builds a level of codependency. It builds a level of emotional.
That's
dependence.
What she has. I feel like she's
very codependent, which I empathize with because I'm very much the same way, you know. But it's hard, you know, to battle that because it's like, how do you, like, even with my relationship with my partner right now, my boyfriend, like, it's this whole thing of like, hey, I love you and I care about you and I want to be close to you, but I have to be careful that I don't become so emotionally dependent on you that it's now a detriment to me and a detriment to our relationship.
Yeah.
And that's a very difficult line to walk.
And I think that maybe...
And I think because they quarantined together, which seemed like a good idea at the time, I think that they went too far.
Fast.
They burnt themselves out. And I think because he may have had ulterior motives already...
Oh, yeah.
It just didn't work.
And that's part of what the source that talked to E! News said, was that, quote, she didn't know who Max truly was and didn't think he had good intentions. She doesn't trust him and thinks he's, quote, sketchy.
Well, it seems like he might be.
He might be. And I think that this whole, you know, controversy of all of his old tweets and live streams and stuff about Selena Gomez coming out was like nail in the coffin.
Yeah, it kind of, because how can you be that.
Obviously
how do you defend
yeah,
trash talking somebody for no reason, he trash talked Demi for no reason other than Selena.
Well, he wanted Selena, like he loved Selena, and
I couldn't do that. I'm just insecure, but like I would not be able to handle that.
The whole thing is just bizarre.
It is. It's so strange.
Good luck, Demi and Max. Hopefully, I mean,
not together, but separately.
No, they don't have any kids together.
Thank God.
There's nothing connecting them. They didn't buy a house. They can walk away, and
that's it.
Demi, I don't want to hear you talk about it. I don't want to. I don't keep it going. Max is going to keep it going for you.
She'll probably write
no
a song.
No comment. Oh, she already did, and she released it.
Queen.
Thank you for reminding me. I was going to tell you.
Queen.
She literally just released a breakup ballad.
I love it. I want to hear it.
I think that is so desperate.
Well, I mean...
Well, part of it is, you know, she said, you know, music has always helped me get through things, so here's my new single.
What is the ballad about? Because I haven't heard it.
I think it's called Still Have... let me look it up. It's called Still Have Me, and it's, like I said, it's a breakup ballad. I just think that a little bit, it seems to me like it's for attention. Like, I just broke up. This is fresh. Every tabloid, every magazine, every news outlet is covering this. Why not release a song and piggyback off of it?
I mean, yeah, why not? You know, get that bag, sis. But also, I mean,
but
why not? You know, you're supposed to be, she has to be authentic with her emotions. And if you're going to write a song about it to help you cook, if you're gonna if you're gonna write a song about it to help you cope, you might as well release it and make some money.
All right,
why not?
Okay,
why not?
All right,
get that bag.
No, are you taking off the iconic eyeliner?
It has to come off. It looks terrible.
It looks better now, actually.
That's what I thought. It looks much more normal.
It was amazing.
It really wasn't.
It was okay.
It really wasn't.
Well, while you work on that,
I'm gonna take off this side too.
I forgot to tell you.
Okay.
Guess what I just bought?
A Tesla.
I wish. Mariah's memoir.
Oh!
You know how excited I am
absolutely.
To read it.
You're a diehard.
It's arriving today in the mail.
Oh, wow, that's fast.
It was like 2 days shipping.
Oh.
I was like, oh, yes.
Okay, go on. How exciting for you.
I am so ready. I am so ready. I'm going to get it and like all weekend I'm going to do nothing but read it all.
Is it going to be like the last memoir you bought where you read half of it and then stop?
Well, I'm more invested in Mariah than I am Jessica Simpson. So I am going to read all of it.
Okay.
I am.
Okay, we'll see.
And then we'll talk about it.
Yes.
I mean, but we're talking about Mariah. So she did tweet something this week that I had to post because it was like out of left field.
Iconic. Okay.
Did you see it?
No.
Okay.
Surprise.
Of course you didn't.
I love how now the whole shtick is...
Did you see it? And you're like, no. Okay, I'm pulling it up. Okay, so she tweeted out a snippet of like a 90s grunge rock song.
Okay.
And she said, and this she talks about this in the book, so it was kind of like a promo moment.
Okay.
So she says in her tweet, fun fact, I did an alternative album while I was making Daydream, just for laughs, but it got me through some dark days. And then she posted a snippet of a song that she wrote and did background vocals for that one of her friends ended up singing. And then she followed it up with a tweet saying, because everyone wants to hear it, like 90s grunge Mariah.
That's just so off-brand like, and weird. Like, of course we
punk
have to listen
rock,
to it.
Alanis Morissette.
I can't even imagine.
Mariah. So she tweeted out, you know, now that you've all listened to Clarissa's, who is her friend, kick-ass lead vocals, I can tell you that I'm on a quest to unearth the original version of this album with my lead vocals and will not stop until we find it.
I love that.
So, like, I need a punk rock
Mariah
album.
Absolutely.
Could you imagine?
I would listen
like,
to that.
Like, a good 90s grunge, like Nirvana, Stevie Nicks.
I can't
Nicks.
Imagine her voice as
but, like,
grunge rock.
Her voice could work for anything, though. Aren't you here for it?
I'm here for it. I'm 100% here for it. I'm not sure how good it's going to be. I would imagine it would be good
because it's her.
But so, I'm intrigued.
I want to hear it. I think everyone else
wants
like to.
It's
just
probably,
such a shock.
Here's the thing, though. What if it's better in her memory than it actually is?
Well, the snippet of the song, which you can find on our Instagram or Mariah's Twitter, was a really cool sounding song. So if it's true...
But is it her song that she's singing in it, or is it her friend's
vocals? Her friend's vocals. She sings background and she wrote it.
Yes, but what I'm saying is, like, what if in Mariah's memory, her it's version better. Of it sounds better than it actually is?
That'll just but be you know what? I could hear her singing it. I'll show you the clip after we wrap, but okay. I could hear her singing it. I need it. This is something that...
It's not a want, it's a need. It's a necessity.
I am TRM's resident lamb. Mariah advocate stan.
Correct.
So,
I'm more of the actually listens to grunge pop rock.
So you'll like it.
I probably will.
Well, then she better find it and it better come out.
I will definitely give it a listen.
And did you do your homework and watch the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City trailer?
I did. I did.
Are you shook?
I literally watched it and I was like,
what is
all
happening?
Of these women look insane. Insane. I already have, I don't know their names, but there's already people that I don't like just by looking at them and who? Just by seeing the clip. Okay, right off the bat, I don't like Heather.
Heather Gray. Oh, the she's Heather Gay. Blonde. Gray.
It says gay on the site.
They misspelled her name.
R.I.P. Oh. Well, you don't it's like on Bravo her? TV. It's
yeah, they misspelled her name.
Well, Bravo, get it together. Heather Gay. Gray. I don't like her. Gray. Heather Gray. I don't like her. No. Really? Right off the bat, I do not like her.
Okay. Who else?
Jen.
Don't you dare say you don't like Jen.
I seem like I am going to like her, but she seems a little off her rocker.
Basically, like, she's going to be like the lead. Like, crazy.
I saw a lot of her. Yeah, she looks a little crazy, but I'm here for it.
You're going to go with Mary, who effed her grandfather? I was like... saying what we're all thinking.
That was iconic. I'm excited for Mary. I didn't see much of Mary, but I'm excited to see her just because of the
storyline.
Yeah.
And there is some more tea that goes along with that.
Okay, my eyeliner is much
it
better.
Actually looks better now. Thank you. You want to hear the Salt Lake City tea?
Yes, okay. I do.
So Mary's mother allegedly believes that... Okay, how am I going to... Okay, Mary's husband, previous grandfather... Uh-huh. Is how I'll explain it, because the family tree is all messed up. So her mother allegedly believes that Mary's husband, now husband, who was her grandfather, had something to do in the death of her grandmother to take the family business. And so Mary married him to get the family business back in their family, allegedly. It's like this, it's like insane.
This is wild.
Like, more wild than, like...
This is the crazy... That's, like, the craziest...
Did you just crack your knuckles?
I didn't mean to. It was an accident. I'm sorry.
Offensive.
I know. You hate it. I'm sorry. You're okay. No, but that seems insane. Lisa, I don't remember...
She was, like, at the end, she was fighting with Heather, and she had that weird pink swan outfit on with the feathers.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that funny? I noticed, like, tiny details, and that's what I remember.
I don't know. I don't have many feelings about Lisa. I don't have many feelings about Mary other than
Meredith?
I'm very intrigued.
Oh, Mary. What about Meredith?
Oh, she seems, like, super shady to me. I think she's going to be a...
You think she is?
Oh, she seems very shady. I'm intrigued. I don't trust her right off the bat because of that. Okay. If she wants to see his phone but won't let him see hers, there's a problem there. Okay. And so I immediately don't trust her because of that.
What about Whitney, who has blonde hair?
Whitney seems like a little bit of a loose cannon, but I don't have any hard feelings about her yet.
She is the one on the cast I'd say I'm least excited for, only because we didn't really get to see her in the trailer.
Yeah, we didn't get to see much.
I'm most excited for Jen, just because Jen looks like she's going to carry
I'm excited
all of
for
it.
Jen, and I'm excited for Heather, even
if
though...
If she wasn't your friend, I would throw her in the lake behind your house. I was like, do it.
Yeah.
I dare you.
I don't like Heather right off the bat. I'm going to be honest. No.
Why? She's one of the main drama...
She just seems, based on the trailer alone, so it's too soon to tell, she seems just mean.
Okay.
Just kind of needlessly.
Okay. Okay.
And there's something about her, maybe it's just me, but something about her just like hits something in me that I don't like. She seems like a mean girl. Like there's something about her that just, her energy just like reminds me of all the people that ever did me dirty. And I just don't like her because of that.
I like her. She and Jen are the center snowflakes.
Yeah, this is literally just based off the trailer. So obviously I'm not gonna this. I might, well, maybe after like the first two episodes, I'll be eating my words. And that's completely okay.
Like you did about Sutton on
Beverly
Hills.
Yeah, 100%.
I just love this energy change. I was like talking about Mariah and you're doing your eyeliner. You're like, yeah, oh, that's cool. I would love to hear that. And now you're like, well.
You know, I'm excited for Salt Lake City. I'm excited to see how my perception of the cast changes. Because the trailers be the best. Can be misleading.
I think usually debut seasons of Housewives franchises are very low budget
this
and not good.
This looks like it's going to be this looks insane.
Amazing. So The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City Season 1 premieres, I believe, November 11th.
So we've got about a month and a half.
I'm ready.
I'm stoked.
A star is born.
Absolutely.
And I'm talking about Jen.
Yes.
Just saying.
It's going to be fantastic.
So for our last hot topic moment, we
pop
have a little...
Pop-off.
The pop culture pop-off hot... I'll refer to them both, you know, whatever. And yeah. The meaning behind that is hot topics is what Wendy calls her segment, and she got it from The View, and so I was like, let's call
different.
It hot topics, but also we always pop off, so the pop culture pop-off.
Yeah.
Last story that I do want to cover is a little update on Madonna's biopic. Her
biopic.
Like, stop it. I called it biopic one time. You never let me.
No.
Okay. So there's an actress on social media campaigning for the role. Her name is Anne Winters, and she is an Emmy winning actress from 13 Reasons Why, which I've never watched and don't care.
Okay.
But she has been doing like photo shoots on Instagram in iconic Madonna looks, and every photo has the hashtag hire me.
I love it. I kind of love that.
But she really looks like Madonna. Like, part of me was like, okay, this is kind of desperate, but if you go on Instagram and look
let me look. We'll do a live
reaction.
She
really looks like Madonna. Like, dead resemblance.
Oh, yeah.
You see it? Yes, that's her.
I mean,
scroll down and look at the other pictures.
Mini Madonna. I love it. You know, I'm kind of here for it, actually.
And she's young enough, and she looks like Madonna, and she's Emmy Award winning.
Absolutely.
I'm here for it.
I
thought
like
it was a little desperate, like, you know.
But honestly, it works.
It works.
Like, it's not even...
Yeah, right?
That's good. I like it. She's fantastic. You know what?
All right. Give it to her.
Give it to her.
It is now time for the last segment of the show, the TRM Chart Check. Take it away.
At number one.
On the Billboard Hot 100.
On the Billboard Hot 100.
Introduce the title of the charts.
Sorry.
I always get on you about this.
I know. On the Hot 100 charts.
Yes.
Number one, Dynamite by BTS.
What?
Yes. It's a good song. It's a great pop song.
Next.
Have you listened to their song, Dynamite?
Next.
Have you listened to it?
I'm just going
to
drink my tea.
Have you listened to
it? I've heard like snippets of it.
You listen to the whole song.
Next.
You'll like it. I guarantee you would
like
it if you listen to it.
Yes, I'm sorry.
You don't listen to them. You can't say you don't like them. You don't listen to them.
I've heard songs of them and I just...
Listen to this song.
You're going to die on that hill, hun. I'm not doing it.
Number two, WAP by Cardi B featuring Megan Thee Stallion. No surprise. Number three, our favorite vocal king, Holy by Justin Bieber.
I haven't heard that. Is it good?
No.
It's
I haven't heard it.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I haven't heard it.
I like Justin Bieber.
I don't like him that much.
Really? I like him.
I feel like he's okay. I mean, I don't
like him.
Hate him. But I have nothing like, I don't hate him. I'm just not
out
really...
Out of like the current male artists today...
I just don't care about him.
I feel like he's one of the better male artists today. Because he's not like, you know... Okay, fine.
I mean,
don't attack me. God.
Mr. I'll never listen to BTS. Has a mild opinion about Justin Bieber.
Okay,
I'm attacked.
I understand.
Okay,
it's a double standard for me and you because I get to feel the way I do and you don't.
Yeah.
Haven't you learned that?
Yeah.
That's how it works.
Number four is "Laugh Now, Cry Later" by Drake featuring Lil Durk. Number five, "Mood" by 24K Golden featuring Ian Dior. Number six, "Rockstar" by DaBaby featuring Roddy Ricch. Number seven, "Blinding Lights" by The Weeknd. Number eight, "Watermelon Sugar" by Harry Styles.
Which I love that you just said that in the tone of the song.
Every time I say the title, I always say it in rhythm and I can't help it.
All right.
I just can't. Number nine, "Savage Love" by Josh685 and Jason Derulo. Number 10, "I Hope" by Gabby Barrett featuring Cha Cha something something. What's it? I can't read his full name. It's not
irrelevant.
Showing his full name. I won't show his full name. We support though.
Irrelevant. But, you know.
I feel like I've heard that song, but I just can't think of what it sounds like in my head. I know I've heard it, but it's a little forgettable to me, to be honest. On to the Billboard 200 now. Number one, I did not see this coming.
What is it?
Folklore by Taylor Swift.
wasn't that released a really long time ago? And wasn't it like down,
9 weeks ago?
Wasn't it like
it was,
down?
It's always been in the charts, but it's
in the
not
top
been,
five though. Why did it just jump back?
I feel like I need to actually listen to it because I'm just not a Taylor Swift fan.
I don't want to do that. I'm good. I'm gonna pass. But good for her.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, go on.
I don't like her.
No.
But good for her.
She's successful.
Yeah.
Number two, Shoot for the Stars, Aim for the Moon by Pop Smoke. Number three, Top by Youngboy, Never Broke Again. Number four, Vocal Queen, Alicia by Alicia Keys. Her new album.
I have not
out.
Heard that yet, but I want to listen.
Yeah. Number five, Legends Never Die by Juice WRLD. Number six, a new album, Code Red by Moneybagg Yo and Black Young. What's the rest of his name? It's not saying his name.
You need glasses, girl.
It's a Black Youngsta. Well, it only shows part of their name, and it cuts it off, and I have to click on it to load it, so then I can't.
How
and
offensive. How offensive.
You know, I'm just a mess. Number seven, a new album from Keith Urban, The Speed of Now, Part 1. I'm not...
I don't... Again.
No.
I'm good.
number eight, Hamilton. Number nine, My Turn by Lil Baby, and a new album from Lil Tecca, Virgo World. So that's the music for this week. I think we're all a little surprised by that, actually. Some shakeups, some new music coming out. So it'll be interesting to see how things change in the coming weeks.
Well, my tea is gone, which means the episode is over.
Correct.
I think that's everything cycling through TRM this week.
We were really irritated today.
I was. I don't know why. I started college today, so maybe I'm a little anxious or stressed. I don't know. Yeah.
It's something. Oh, it's gonna be good though. Actually, do you have? Okay, so we're both Sagittariuses. Bear with me.
Yes.
You should get this app called CoStar.
What's that?
So this is not sponsored, by the way, but
is it like
you put in like your astrological signs and you can be friends with people? But it's fun, and it'll like, so if we become friends on the app, then it'll tell us like based on like our astrology stuff, like what our relationship will be like right now. So it's like, you and Spencer are experiencing creative differences or like stuff like that. And it's really funny. I'll like look at it for like me and my boyfriend, and it's like, today through tomorrow, do you feel moody?
Oh, yes,
today
I
is
do.
Tough. You can't seem to access your emotional intelligence. There's a difference between knowing yourself and nursing old wounds. You'll need all the support you can get in the coming months, so don't let nostalgia infect the present. That is so actually
but
accurate
see, like,
for me
I don't,
right now.
I don't believe in that.
I do.
Like astrology and...
I do.
You hold on to that, I'll hold on to my Bible, okay?
I love how we're so opposite many ways.
But
it's
like,
amazing.
It
we
works.
We get a real... You know, honestly, I think you and I kind of prove that we can be on opposite sides of the spectrum, you know, religiously, politically, in all these different ways, and yet still have things
still
in common, still be friends,
and I would like
and
to
still
say,
share the same opinions on things, have the same morals and values.
I would like to say your eyeliner looks better.
Thank you.
It's almost there.
It's almost there. It's I got to fix one of them a little bit, but it's almost there.
Well, thank you everyone for listening. We hope you enjoyed the episode. You can follow us on Instagram at the.rumor.mil. You can follow us on Twitter at TRMUpdates. Apologies that I'm not super active on Twitter.
Okay. I have not been
Maybe
active
Maybe I'll give
on
you the
Twitter
Instagram. And you can just take over the Twitter.
Okay.
Lexi's like, creative control on something? I'm so controlling. She's like, I get to do something?
Wow.
and you can subscribe to our YouTube channel at The Rumor Mill. And don't forget, you can follow our personal host pages on Instagram. Mine is at trmhost.spencer.
Mine is at trmhost.lexi. I'm sorry. I promise I will be posting
You don't post
again.
Ever. I post I've, really funny
I'm
things.
Posting now. I'm okay. posting now. I've started posting.
About the
again.
Eyeliner? I won't let it go.
Send me the videos I'll probably post them.
We love you for listening, and we will see you next Friday.
See you next Friday.